Hey, Courtney, Doug here. After following all the links you posted, I'm wondering if it's wrong of me to say that I'd like one of everything, each robot, each app, everything that you're working with at your school and that you got for your own kids. I want one of each. Yes, please and thank you. And as I posted this week, my youngest niece is very much into Lightbot and is always challenging me to see how far I've gotten and if I've gotten as far as she has, which of course the answer is no. But I think these are some great ways to kind of level her up and up her game and bring her off of just the phone into the actual world and you know making actual devices go. So some great ideas for Christmas and birthday coming up. Thanks. Your students designing their own Frappuccino flavors made me think about the Starbucks Instagram marketing stunt they pulled back in April. Did you hear about this? The unicorn Frappuccino. It was only available for like a week or maybe two. And, you know, kids were going crazy. We got off the airplane in Florida and kids were like tearing up this Starbucks stand in the airport because they had the unicorn Frappuccinos that they couldn't get at their own Starbucks up in Minnesota. So I was wondering if that was your students' impetus for creating their own Frappuccino flavors. Following your links, I also came across a rather precocious but also entertaining YouTube channel called Kid Toy Testers. Have you heard of this? And it just gave me this great idea. I think it's great. How about this? It gave me an idea. For your kids, you know, what if they made their own unboxing and device review videos as a culminating project after they had time to learn with the devices that you use? So they have to know what the devices do and then, you know, give a review about it. And also maybe include in there how a review around how effective these devices work as a learning tool for them and what they learn from it. It could even be a kind of like 21st century letter to the incoming class sort of thing. You know, here's what you can look forward to this year. These are the things that we did and we use these really cool robots. You know, you're really going to have a great time with this. And then maybe even share some hacks that could be a part of maybe a breakout EDU that you do. Just some thoughts that I had looking at this other YouTube channel. And I'd love to hear more about how you connect the breakout EDUs to your fable and folktale units. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'd be curious too to learn more from you about how you and your colleagues assess student learning with these units and these devices, especially when it comes to creativity. I always struggled with the creativity domain and the criteria for the domain on a rubric when I was teaching drama or forensics, poetry, even in straight, you know, essay writing. It's so subjective, and like everything else with students, each exhibits creativity in a different way and at different levels, all depending on their previous experiences. And, you know, as I'm sitting here kind of thinking about it and teasing it out, I wonder if assessing creativity is about looking at a student's process as much as their output, and maybe even more depending on where they are in their creative skill development. And, you know, maybe looking at that process when we're working in that creative space. And by the way, I just wanted to put out there for the record, we are in complete agreement in regards to being more engaged as a teacher and getting excited about the activities that we do, the lessons we create, no matter the topic. I don't know how teachers do it, pulling from, you know, that same set of lessons year after year and never engaging their own creativity and their own enthusiasms. You're so right. You know, shouldn't everyone in the classroom be having fun learning together? We need that joy. We need to never forget, always remember to bring that joy into it so that we as teachers can engage and have fun just as much as our kids and with our kids. And even as grown folks working together, how can we bring fun and joy and creativity and fun in the adult work as well. A win-win indeed. Anyway, good stuff. Thanks, Courtney. And hey, break a leg with Fusion next year.